Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Obi, Capricorn Tigress of Astrology and LookInside.com. And I'm coming to you with the astrological review for the sign of Aquarius. Happy November, Aquarius. And I am here to tell you a little bit about what's going on. You know, you guys have a lot that's going to be happening behind the scenes. And I say that because during the month, or between now and the period that I'm discussing in November, you'll have Saturn in the 12th house, you'll have Pluto in the 12th house, and you'll have Venus as of the 18th, or excuse me, the 25th, in the 12th house. But the thing is, Saturn, although it's in Capricorn, it is the co-ruler of Aquarius. So it's your own planet. And it's in the 12th house of self-undoing. I think for Aquariuses, with Saturn in, you know, responsible Capricorn in the 12th house along with Pluto, I think it's giving you a time to go inside deep and reflect. To reflect on what is important in your life. And I think it's important that you do this reflection because Saturn, when it leaves Capricorn, is going to go into Aquarius. It'll be the first time it's been in Aquarius in 28 years. So this is a major time. It's almost like preparation. You're doing your preparation now with Sagittarius, with Saturn in the 12th house. You're preparing for when it goes into the first house. And it's a major time for you guys because of that. Also, there's a lot of emphasis in the 10th house and 11th house during this period. As of today, the moon is new in Scorpio. And the new moon occurred today on the 27th of October. And Scorpio, this new moon places a lot of the emphasis over the next few weeks for Aquarius in your 10th house of career, your career, also your reputation. It's the way people see you. It's, you know, if people are talking about you, what they're saying, that type of thing. And so there's going to be a lot of emphasis there. The sun is there. There's Mercury there. We've got the new moon as of today there. And so, you know, just understand that between now and the full moon that occurs on the 12th in Taurus, you're going to have quite a bit of emphasis in your career sector. And it's almost going to be like, it's almost going to feel like you can't hide. Like everyone can see what you're up to or what you're doing or they're expecting to, or that you're on display in some way. Just be aware of that, especially since, you know, the new moon occurred there. Now, as of the 22nd, the sun is going to go into Sagittarius. And when it does, the emphasis is going to move off of your actual career and more into your hopes and dreams and wishes of what you secretly desire more than anything else. And I think that's a lot of, you know, that 12th house too, is what you secretly desire more than anything else. So I really think that's going to be an emphasis for you with Jupiter there in Saggy. And, you know, on the 24th of November, Venus, which is a very beneficial planet, is going to be conjunct Jupiter in the 11th house in Sagittarius. This is a very positive, uplifting, beneficial, pleasant combination. And I think when the sun is there also in Sagittarius, it's almost going to feel like you can't lose because it's so positive. It's so uplifting, and it's going to be sextile Sagittarius, sextiles Aquarius. And so you'll feel the positivity of that sextile between Aquarius and Sagittarius. I do expect really good things for Aquarius during that time. Also, I'd like to mention that Mars is lingering in the ninth house. And the ninth house is the God house. It's the spiritual house. It's the legal house. It's the college house. It's the, you know, international publishing. I almost forgot it could rule that. It's religion, it's politics, it's all kind of legal things, the court systems, all of that is the ninth house. And Mars, you know, the planet of war, has been there in this ninth house. So I hope that you guys haven't been at war with some of these types of things, like with life, philosophy, or religion, or politics, or any of those types of things. So be aware of that. Just be aware that Mars is there, and it doesn't go into, I think it goes around the 26th, it goes into Scorpio. The North Node is in Cancer in your sixth house of work. And so no matter what is going on in your life, the universe is asking you to put a lot of emphasis into your work and into your health, and to watch your health and to watch your work and, you know, what you do and things of that nature. And it's important that you do that, okay? Because the North Node signifies what we are supposed to do at this time. And in this case, you're supposed to take care of your health, and you're also supposed to take care of your work, okay? So the other thing I wanted to mention is that the full moon is going to be in Taurus on the 12th of November. And of course, Uranus is in that house as well. It's the fourth house for you guys. That's going to be like, you know, family. That's your family location. So it is going to affect most likely your family. It's going to affect your home life, maybe your comfort, your creature comforts, that type of thing. It's a full moon. So, you know, it might just be something that's happy, but it could be something that's disruptive because of Uranus, which is your ruling planet, being in that fourth house, and it all being in Taurus, which is square Aquarius. So it's just, I think, going to be something shocking. And, you know, just be cautious and make sure you have your house all, you know, you check everything. And I think finally, I'll just mention the fact that Chiron is in the third house of communications. Neptune is in the second house of money. So, you know, with Chiron in the third house of communications, it just tells me you need to be cautious about what you're saying. You might say something and offend somebody, not even realize it, that might cause you so much distress. And because, you know, Chiron is the wounded healer. It's a place where you're being made to face what needs to be healed and what may be wounded, what's not working. You know, there are certain things in our life that work, and there are certain things that are not working. And I think Chiron in the third house is making you face what might not be working in the area of communication. Now, also, it could deal with, like, say, your neighbors. It could deal with your neighborhood. It could deal with your extended family because, you know, this is the house of that area. But it's Chiron. So it's kind of like, you know, when I think of a wounded healer, I mean, it's almost like it's in tears at all times. So whatever it is, it's that kind of vibe, okay? And that's in your communication, by the way. So please be cautious of that. Also, Neptune is in the second house. It's retrograde up until the 27th of November, where it goes direct in the sign of Pisces. But yeah, Neptune's been retrograde for a while, and a lot of Aquarius might have felt like their money has not been right. And when it goes direct on the 27th, thank goodness, I think the money is finally going to get right for most Aquariuses. So thank goodness for that. All right. Well, Aquarius, this has been my take on your horoscope between now, the 27th of October, and I would say around the 20th or so of November. I'll be back in mid-November to do another update for you, but I just wanted to stop by and do this for all the Aquariuses out there, and I wanted to wish all of you much love and much light. And if you have not done so, please like our videos and share our videos everywhere, because you guys, when you like and share our videos, it really does make a huge difference for us. Thank you so much. Also, please subscribe to our channel and be sure to like that little bell or click that little bell down there, because when you do that, you'll be able to be notified whenever I upload new videos, okay? So I just wanted to make sure I got this information out to you. I thank you all for sticking with me to the very end. Much love, much light, many blessings to you all. Namaste. Thank you.